Thank you. Yes, I'll stand. Is it harder to follow Joe when he's being humorous or when he's being erudite? I don't know. It's just difficult to follow Joe. I'm going to read a new poems at the beginning and end, and I'm also going to start with haiku and end with haiku. And I'm going to start with a haiku for Michael Worcester. But before that, I'm just going to, like Anne, I'm going to draw your attention to a book here, whether you're 2 or 92. This book will be suitable for you. My friend Ruth did the wonderful illustrations, and I did the poems about the friendly creatures. So check it out afterwards. And I've got plenty of change. Okay, you all know by now, Michael Worcester had major surgery this week. So I wanted to start with a haiku for Michael. Chestnut tree blossoms while you are under the knife. Season of healing. And then a new poem about childhood. When will it ever end? This is called Piano Lesson 1949. Anne won the battle over music lessons, so Mum focused on me and I started piano. At 7, I took 2 buses from school to Miss Norton's. The terrace house was always gloomy, and her 2 old spaniels insisted on sitting under my feet. They stunk. Miss Norton was not too fresh either. She thought Yardley's old English lavender would cover. It didn't. I sat at the keyboard, fumbled over the scales, anxious to move on to easiest classics. I wanted to play March Militaire, like Miss Cox, her double chins wobbling as we went to our classes after assembly. The hour went on forever. Mum came to pick me up. First the bakery, fairy buns, cupcakes filled with currants. She always knew food cheered me up. I ate my bun standing at the bus stop. Mum to myself all the way home. And now an older poem that goes back to the 90s. I find my daughter and MoMA in Queens. New York has mastered the art of unseeing. Bedlam with no bolts, no bars. Babble or shout, lose yourself in a passionate kiss. No one blinks. Expect the trip to twist and turn. The taxi twists and turns like a devious dream. Takes twice as long, costs far too much. Incarcerated behind his grill, the driver yells, "Jaywalkers, cheapskates," thrusts a coupon for garbage bags at me in response to my tip. Better to burrow underground, risk subway compaction. Released from subway compaction, trains like dragonflies couple and pass above Queens Boulevard. The ticket line to Matisse Picasso stretches 3 sides of a block. Merde, sacre bleu, a French couple elbow their way through. Japanese whispers scroll over sleek cameras in front. Spanish waterfalls behind. Shuffle and wait, graying salmon, we swim upstream. A graying salmon, I swim past the last corner. The tickets run out. Dragonfly to PS1, transformed by MoMA. Wrought iron gates, thick crunching gravel, famous names on granite. The name I search for I find in the cafeteria. A show by emergent artists. Lisa exposes the backyards of Queens, planted with industrial strength blue iron fences. Roots penetrate the fetid dirt. My daughter's signature, blousy roses, bloom in lipstick colors, barbed wire snags, a heart tattoo. And now for something completely different. And if you hadn't heard Joe, it might even be really silly. Lament of the Compost. My needs are few, but it's a sin to throw just anything in my bin. No ashes, charcoal, plastic, weeds, if they're already sprouted seeds. Grass clippings, leaves, dead plants I'll eat. Fruit waste, food scraps, just keep it neat. I'll even gobble coffee grounds. Hair, lint, straw, hay are all in bounds. About manure, I'll say a word. The kind from grass-fed is preferred. No meat, no grease, and spare the dairy. I'm strictly vegan, so be wary. Still, my tastes are quite eclectic. What's left is trash or waste for septic. I wrote that on commission for the church's compost bin. And now I'm going to end with my latest poem. And this is in haiku and describes some of my impressions of the Amazon. Fly to Iquitos, 7 kilometer road ends at Amazon. Floating detritus becomes blue water lettuce as the boat glides through. Black pygmy monkeys chatter in the canopy, sound like loose dentures. Three-foot pole hides dart. Steady, blow out short, sharp breath, I pierce the target. 2x2 tac-tacs, scooters with huds, drive to town, infants in pram. Amazon Highway, small craft, its cargo piled high, toots, wobbles on by. Piranhas cluster, steal bait from my hook, again, then one flaps on line. Flash lights in dark holes, hunting black tarantulas. Too wet, thank goodness.
Thank you.
And now you've already heard from Rosalie, but you're going to hear her in a much deeper way. Rosalie, it's your turn to be on.